Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says that he wants his players to prove that they have a winning mentality when they take on Real Betis in the Conference League final this evening. They already know they'll be playing in Europe's top competition, the Champions League, next year, regardless of the result, but Maresca doesn't want their levels to drop.
The message in the last 48 hours has been, we did something important, but if we want to confirm that we are becoming an important club, we need the desire, we need to show desire to win the title.
Look, it's not a huge competition, to be fair, but it is a 9 p.m. kickoff there, and Chelsea will be wanting to win some silverware this season. And some cricket news. Tomorrow is the start of the IPL playoffs, with the qualifier that will see the Punjab Kings take on the Royal Challengers Bengaluru for a spot in the final. It's been 11 years since the Punjab Kings were in a final. Well, it's been 9 since RCB last played for the title. Both teams finished on 19 points, with exactly the same record across the 14 matches. The eliminator will see the Mumbai Indians take on the Gujarat Titans. The winner will then get a crack at the loser of that first qualifier for a spot in the final on the 3rd of June. I'm backing my boys, Virat Kohli and the crew from RCB, to go all the way to win their first ever IPL title. We're going to finish with tennis now. Two-time finalist at Roland Garros, Casper Ruud, has been knocked out of the French Open in the second round. He fell to Nuno Borges in 4 sets, 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-love. Men's second seed Carlos Alcaraz was made to work. He dropped a set, but he is through to round 3 after a 6-1, 4-6, 6-1, 6-2 win over Fabian Maruzan. Earlier today, there were wins for 8th seed in the men's draw, Lorenzo Musetti, and the ladies' draw, Zhenwen Zhang. The 8th seed also won, along with 4th seed Jasmine Paolini, who cruised past Aya Tomljanovic 6-3, 6-3. There is a game on the go at the moment, and 5th seed in the women's draw, Iga Swiatek, is taking on Britain's Emma Raducanu. Swiatek cruised the first set 6-1 and is on the way to winning that second set. She's a breakup already. She leads 3-1 in the second set. Later, women's top seed, Aryna Sabalenka, takes on Jill Teichman. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.